Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, May 23rd, 2016. I am Jason Powell. On the site today, my WWE Extreme Rules hit list. Hayden Gleed's blog about Cody Rhodes being released from WWE will be up at some point today. A couple of different perspectives on the live experience at Extreme Rules. Kane considering a run for office. Jim Ross taking some fans to task for chanting "You can't wrestle" at Roman Reigns and providing some unique insight regarding Cody Rhodes being released from WWE. You can also join me tonight for live coverage of Raw, beginning with the pre-show notes at 6:30 Central. Stick around for Raw live coverage, and then afterward, I will be doing live coverage of the Shane McMahon interview that Mick Foley will be conducting on WWE Network. So if you can't watch it live, or you just want a little instant analysis of that, be sure to stick around. Let's start today with Cody Rhodes, the situation with him asking for his release on Saturday, receiving it on Sunday afternoon. You can check his Twitter page for the lengthy statement that he released on the matter. I mentioned last night in .NET Members Audio, in the Extreme Rules audio review, Jake Barnett and I spent a little bit of time talking about this. I don't expect this to lead to any sort of significant change within WWE. I do think they would be wise to look into the claims that he made about one of the head writers flirting with developmental divas. Of course, it's Cody's side of the story, but I don't think WWE would be I don't think it would be a very good business move just to ignore that. I think you definitely need to investigate that. My belief, though, is that if upper management really felt that Cody was mistreated by the writers, or they weren't at least understanding of the situation, they wouldn't have released him. I really think they would have kept him under contract and, you know, assured him that they would take care of the situation with the writers. By releasing him, not that they're endorsing everything that the writers did, but it just tells me that they're content moving on from the situation, and so we'll see if anything comes of it. Now, it doesn't mean I don't believe Cody's version of events. It just means I don't know that management is going to be bothered by the way the writers handled the situation, aside from, again, you know, maybe the situation with the developmental female wrestlers. And that's a shame. I do have high hopes for Cody Rhodes once he's able to work outside WWE. Jim Ross noting today in his blog that, you know, when he was the head of talent relations, if a talent wanted out of their deal early, if they granted permission, they wouldn't allow them to work anywhere else, you know, for another television show. Like, I think if Cody Rhodes wanted to go work at the local fair, he'd probably be able to, depending on the terms of his release. But if somebody had, you know, as far as a TNA, a Ring of Honor, something like that, well, you would have to wait until the contract would have expired. Those were the terms that WWE would negotiate back then. This isn't like Cody's deal expired and now he has the option of taking the 90-day non-compete. He asked for his release, and he pointed out in his blog basically that, you know, that's how things were done then. He doesn't know how things are done now. I would be surprised if that's not kind of the way things typically go with WWE to this day. Now, the terms of the deal can be unique. It's possible that they were willing to give him something, but I don't believe that's the case. And I guess the big question now is just how long Cody Rhodes was supposed to be under contract for. Whenever that time comes, you know, Cody Rhodes is a creative guy. I want to see how he's going to portray himself outside WWE. He had issues with creative. He felt like the Stardust character had run its course. Even if he ends up going to a promotion like TNA that has a creative team, you have to think that he's going to have a lot of input, at least in terms of establishing what his initial character is going to be, because he's going to have to agree to, people are going to be courting him, you would think. And so in order for him to sign with someone, again, just to hypothetically TNA, you're going to have to sell him on what you would do with him. And so I think he's going to have a lot of input there. And so I'm really excited to see what he will do. You know, some wrestlers do really well for a short period of time when they're in demand coming off a WWE run, and then everything fades. I think Cody Rhodes can be an exception. I think he's one of the few guys who can do very well over the long haul. He did come close to leaving WWE for TNA at one point, so we'll see if that's something where he would be interested in going. A lot has changed since then, of course, with the financial landscape as far as TNA is concerned. But even if he is out for a substantial amount of time, if he has to wait out, let's say he had a year left on his deal, and I'm just grabbing a number. If he had to wait a year, I think Cody Rhodes is still going to be very much in demand. You know, he has the family name. You know, I think he's going to do very well for himself independently or wherever he goes next in the pro wrestling business. I'm very curious to see what the future holds for his wife, Brandi, who is a ring announcer. She works as Eden Styles, of course, for WWE. She did work the Extreme Rules show last night, obviously still employed by WWE, despite a lot of rumors over the weekend once Cody put that out. You know, I don't want to say that WWE overall is a petty company, but I will say there are some pretty petty people who work for that company, or at least have over the years, and I just hope that they can separate Brandi from her husband, and they don't make her life miserable just because her husband left and threw a couple of writers under the bus on the way out the door. As I mentioned last night in members' audio, Cody will be using the Cody Rhodes name outside WWE, and I think that's very important given his family history, the name value associated with that. Even whenever the time comes, he will be going by Cody Rhodes once he leaves, once his deal with WWE officially expires. I mean, he's been released, but whatever the term, I guess whenever the whenever he's able to actually work elsewhere outside WWE, and he's just completely free of any type of terms of that contractual release. WWE also officially releasing Adam Rose on Monday, and the statement they put out noted that Rose actually requested his release, and you know, I think this was a wise move on his part, because I do not believe the company was going to keep him around. I mean, he was arrested following a domestic dispute. There was another incident at the home, according to police records. Prior to that, he was serving a 60-day suspension for his second wellness policy violation at the time of his arrest. He publicly protested that second suspension. He did provide a doctor's note saying that the medication he was using was within the recommended treatment plan that his physician his physician had come up with and had notified WWE of it. And as I said at the time, you know, I don't want to get too much into this and backtrack too much, but okay, your doctor approved. What did you actually, you know, fail? And I'm hoping that he will eventually clear some of this up. You know, he never provided documentation that's even what he was suspended over. And so it was just, it probably was. You know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say it probably was, but he never really supported the information that he put out there. He never really backed it up to the extent that he needed to. But the point in this matter is that I don't think WWE was going to keep him around. They don't pay wrestlers while they're serving suspensions. I mean, you can, if you've got some merchandise money or something like that coming, royalty money, yes. But as far as your downside, my understanding is no. And so really with no income, because I don't think he was making big bucks off of Social Outcast t-shirts. I just don't. So with, you know, very little income coming in and the writing on the wall, I don't think there was really any point in Rose just serving the remainder of the suspension and then waiting for WWE to terminate him. So depending on the terms of the release, he should be able to take independent bookings. And obviously, I think the first concern with him is that he gets his life in order, especially in a young family and all of that. But I am curious to see whether he reinvents himself on the independent scene. I hope he doesn't just try to ride out whatever early appeal there might be for seeing Adam Rose or whatever he calls himself, you know, just basically playing that same character. If he does it right out of the gate and that's what a promoter wants, okay. But I want to see him really, let's see what he has in mind for himself. How would he portray himself? And I just don't think that thrill of seeing whatever he calls an indie version of Adam Rose, I don't think that's going to last very long at all if there's much appeal in the first place. So I hope he's taken some time to at least come up with something new for himself. I'm going to get to several things that I want to see on tonight's Raw here in a moment, but I do want to tell you that members are listening to the 81-minute Extreme Rules audio review that Jake Barnett and I recorded after the show last night. They will also hear my Q&A show later on today. The members heard over 300 minutes of exclusive audio content last week alone. This week will be no exception. We will load you up heading into the Memorial Day holiday in the United States if you are going out of town and you want some plenty of audio content to listen to during your travels. We'll have you covered, I assure you. If you are interested in membership, visit the main page. Once you're there, you'll see the sign-up area, three different pricing options, $7.50 for 1 month of membership to the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net. If you want to save yourself some money, there's the six-month option. There is also the annual option, which brings that price, it whittles it down to $5.50 per month on average. So whatever one works best for you, we would love to have you try us out. And remember, we had I keep meaning to add up the count, but at least 5 hours of audio content over the last 3 weeks with Will Pruitt and I doing the annual roster evaluation for WWE talent. We went to every wrestler that is on the main roster, including some who have since been released. We reviewed over the course of 3 weeks, and so that right there alone, over 5 hours and probably over six. I just haven't counted it. So again, if you're into audio, and it's not just all long-form audio, we do have a lot of shorter television reviews and things of that nature, then give .NET a shot. We think we would be a really good fit for you, especially if you're listening to this audio. Clearly you enjoy it. Treat yourself and to the greatness that is ProWrestling.net membership. Okay, here are a few things that I'm going to be watching for on tonight's Raw. Number one, the big one, the return of Seth Rollins. Obviously, he returned at Extreme Rules, and so what does he do on Raw? Is he going to be cast as a sniveling heel again? Will he be tied to Triple H and Stephanie? Is he going to tease us with the babyface run and then turn on everybody, and then turn on whoever and turn on the fans? Will he reinvent himself completely as a babyface? If he does, what does that make Roman Reigns? And, I think the fans certainly reacted to him like he was the biggest babyface in the company last night. I would really like to see WWE play into that rather than have him heel on the crowd tonight, swear his allegiance to Triple H and Stephanie in a meaningful way. I really believe that he should be cast as a top babyface and that Roman Reigns should be the legitimate top heel. I mean, Roman, they're just taking this approach of do whatever you want, but you have a strong opinion and that's what counts. Well, I think that Roman would be great as a heel, and not every crowd sees him as a heel, but enough fans do, enough very vocal fans that I think you obviously have them on board with him as a heel, and then if you can turn the rest of the fans. I think it'll be easier to turn the rest of the fans against Roman, certainly than it will be to turn the fans who, the detractors now, into fans of Roman as a babyface. I wish they would do it, seeing as believing, sadly. Second, I'm looking forward to seeing who the Money in the Bank entrants are. This is going to be fun. I don't know if we're going to get them all tonight, obviously, since I think they said we have just under a month until the next show. My guess is that we get the three challengers from the Intercontinental title four-way, or at least two of them. I don't know if Miz defends against one of them and the other two enter the Money in the Bank fray, or if all four of them do. There's nothing stopping Miz, I guess, from being in there. Jake Barnett and I discussed the idea last night of AJ Styles not only entering the Money in the Bank match, but winning the match, and came up with a couple of intriguing scenarios there. Just imagine, though, a Money in the Bank match. You have Styles, Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Sami Zayn, sprinkle in a couple of other names. Maybe you want Apollo Crews in there. What about Dean Ambrose? And the reason I mention Ambrose is that, Lord knows his feud with Chris Jericho really needs to end after that Asylum match the night before, and just kind of, not even just that, but it's just kind of been flat with the crowd. But I think the tease of getting Ambrose getting that Money in the Bank contract when his buddy Roman Reigns is champion is intriguing. It's not the outcome I would want to see, but I think you can have some fun playing with that idea that he could end up with it. I do fear that if he enters it, he could win it. They may feel like that's so much fun. Let's do it. But no, I really want to see who ends up in this year's Money in the Bank ladder match. Third, I also want to see if WWE will introduce a women's Money in the Bank match. I don't expect, if they do, I wouldn't expect the quality of the match to be as good as a men's version. I just really don't want to see the women taking some of the insane bumps that the guys do. I don't even want to see the guys taking those bumps. I really don't. But I think they have enough talented women in the division to make that type of a match work. And I think it would be really cool to have a Money in the Bank contract in play on the women's side. I know those last two are Money in the Bank related, so I'll give you a little bit more here. I'll just say I want to know what's next for AJ Styles, New Day, Anderson and Gallows, and others coming out of Extreme Rules. It just kind of felt like they really may have wrapped up some programs last night. Not definitive. If they want to stretch some of these out, they can. But when they do wrap up programs, it's always fun to see what's next. And so I think tonight has the potential to be a very interesting show. I will also say keep an eye on Rusev tonight. How much boasting does he do about being the greatest U.S. champion in history? I hope not too much, because keep in mind we have the most high-profile U.S. champion in WWE history returning a week from now. So if Rusev is really laying it on thick tonight, they may be setting up Rusev for a match against John Cena. And I know some of you love the open challenge, and I did too. ready for John Cena to do something different. And I really don't want to see Rusev just be a transitional guy. Then you're just really doing more damage to him. But that may be where they're going. And so very interesting Raw across the board tonight. I think this, you know, doesn't guarantee it's going to be a great show. Doesn't mean we're going to like everything they do. But it's certainly an intriguing addition as we kind of get a feel for where they are headed, heading into Money in the Bank and beyond. Hey, finally today, please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast. Rate and review us on iTunes. If you can, take a moment and just give a simple retweet when I send out the link for this particular episode or any other episode. You are helping spread the word about ProWrestling.net when you do that. And a big thanks to everybody who has already taken a moment to do that. And a thank you to those of you who will do it today. I really appreciate when you do that. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, take care.